The Parsha of Vayishlach, you have the Parsha of Esav and the Minchas of Esav and so on. The Medrash says over here, Medrash Rabbah, Achad Amadara, there was an Amoritz. Omelel Rav Oishit, he told Rav Oishit the following. In Amrit lo chad milsa tava, if I tell you a good word, at Amrit b'tzibur min shmi, would you tell it over to people in my name? Omelel mahi, what's the good word that you have? Omelel, he told him, kol oisna deroines, shenosan abinu Yaakov le'esav, asidnu mesoilom nachzir le'melech ha'mashiach v'zilobay. That all the presents that Yaakov gave to Esav, the Melech HaMashiach is going to bring it back to Klal Yisrael. My time, when Melech HaMashiach comes, the Umasolim will bring it back to him. My time, it says, Malchei Sarshus V'iyem Mincha Yeshivu. It says that the Perikai Beis is Shloim L'Shpatech L'Melech 10, it's going on Melech, on Malchus of Mashiach. And it says, Malchei Sarshus V'iyem Mincha Yeshivu. That Malchei Sarshus V'iyem will bring back Minchas. Your view Enksiv Khan doesn't say they'll bring Ella Yeshiva, they'll return. The Pashto Pshat in the Pasuk, the Rishonim learn in that Markham, the Pasuk, the Yeshiva means they will keep giving. But the Chazal learned, his word was Yeshiva means they will return, and that means returning the Matanis of Yaakov. Amaloi, so Rabbi Yishe told him, Chayecha, Milo Tave Amrit, you said something very good, Omin Shmocha Na'imelo, and I'm going to say it over in your name. That's the Chazal over here. First of all, the Chazal needs a Hezbo Mitzad both in Yonim. The structure of the Chazal didn't seem very, there was a poor Amoritz, never ever had his day in the Beis Medrash. Nobody ever said anything over for him. Finally had a very good word in the Chumash. So he comes running to Rabbi Yishe and says, you know, I've got something to say, but don't say it over my name. I mean, why a Chazal, If he needed COVID desperately, why Chazal so? Why is it so important to teach us? And Lemaisa, we still don't know who it is. It was an Amoritz. It was written Chazal as an Amoritz. Why? If he wanted to set over in his name, why didn't say whoever it was in his name? Maybe Bishaiter said in his name, but the condition was to say it over in his name. So the structure, the story itself needs a beer. Who is Amoritz? What's the pshat that's in Amoritz? And we say it over today in his name, and this is the memory of the Amoritz. Secondly, the etzim thing that he said over here, that all the matanis that Yaakov Avinu gave Esau are going to get back, they're going to give back. So, first of all, it says by Avram Avinu, that Stoim offered, the Melech Stoim offered him the all sorts of things, and he said, I don't want to take from you. And don't say Ani Ashati as Avram. It was an Indian not to take a Doiran from a Russia. So why is it that the Malchei Sarshus V'iyem will give it back? Will want to take? Secondly, there's a Chazal that seems to say the opposite. It's a Medrash in Truma. It's Perek Lamed Hei. It says Lo Sedlovoi, all the Malchis will want, but the V'chein Atamoisa Sedlovoi. Shekol ha'umos ha'sidin la'havi during the Melech HaMashiach. All the Malchis will want to bring a present to Melech HaMashiach. Or Mitzrayim mevi'a t'chila, first Mitzrayim will bring, and the Melech HaMashiach thinks not to take it. And now Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Achsanya nas l'bonei Mitzrayim, they will be in Achsanya. Miyad mekabel mehem. Kush will come, and they'll think that they shouldn't, and so on. The miyad kolamach shemois ve'mevios shenema mamloch esaret shulakim v'achar kach malchus edoim nosez kal v'chayim ba'atzma. Then malchus edoim will come with a kal v'chayim and say, "Madoch, these people are not brothers. They took presents from them. On alachas kam v'kama. So if lozid lover you can take from Kush or from these other people, certainly take from Esav. V'afim v'akesh lover during the Melech HaMashiach. V'imulah Kadosh Baruch Hu ge'ar chayas koneh." Shekola chaya minakona, davachagor chaya, so on. We shouldn't take from Esav. And for him, and then he says, "I'm Esav ben Yitzchok," and so on. And still, we won't take it from them. So that seems to be a steer to the Chazal over here that says, "Lasid lovei, don't bring doyrein." and we will take it. Nadrabah, it's going to be specifically, it says Umas Olam are going to bring back. But Vinitvi, we're talking about the things that belong to Esav. And it's, I mean, these matanas were given to Edom, to Esav. And it's, I mean, there are different technical ways to answer it, that it went over to other Malchias, like Tira B'sich, and the Sul, because it seems to be a steer of one and the other. Another Indian in the Dairon that seems to be the precious Drachim of the Mishnah Malach brings a Marash Primu, a Kadmain, who asks, Chazal learned from the Seder of the Matonis, from the Dairon, he learned what is the optimal Oina for different Balachayim. The ratio of Zchorim to Nekevis tells us what is the optimal amount of oina needed for each bal chai. And Chazal learned from a different inyanim, klapi odom, but becholzeis, the etzem inyan that he was makbid on it when he gave it to Esav needs some havana. Because Mela in his own flock, so you could say that he wanted that it asar bal chayim, so he was careful to have the right ratio. Or you could say that was most productive. I mean, he gave Esav Matana, and Matana is very nice, and that's the end of it. But what's the pshat that he was makbid in the Matana that he gave, it should have that ratio. There's no such halacha, there's no such din. It's not tzar balachayim that a person has to be makbid, and let Esav worry about it. What's the inyan of, we learn from the ratio, the strange ratio of Zchorim to Nekevis, what's the optimal ratio? But what's the reason why Yaakov went ahead and did it? So to understand a little bit, I want to start talking with the Mishnah Melech, and I want to take his teretz, and then we'll go weiter. There's a Gemara that says that Reb Chanina ben Doisa, Maisa de Izer Reb Chanina ben Doisa. Reb Chanina ben Doisa, somebody once came by Reb Chanina ben Doisa's house, and he returned goats to somebody. And the person said, I never lost goats. So he told him, you once left grain over here, and the grain, I planted the grain, and it became plants, and so on and so forth, until I sold the produce, I bought Tanagolim laid eggs, I sold the eggs, and I finally bought Izim, and here are your Izim. So the Gemara calls it the Izim of Chanina ben Doisoi. The Mishnah Melech says that being that Chazal, when it says that they're going to give back to Klal Yisrael what they took, when it says that the Malchus of Esav is going to give back to Klal Yisrael what they took, it can't be the pshat, the 200 sheep and the few camels and this and that is what we're going to get back. He says we're going to get back tremendous amount of Eitzris through the fact that they had children and so on and so forth, that they produced and produced and produced. I want to understand it a little bit in its oimek. That's his teretz for why he was so makbid. The Oina, he wanted the mincha to be as productive as possible, because Lo said lovei, what they're going to return to us are not the sheep they took from us, but everything that could have been gotten from it. I want to try to understand a little bit more alpi the oimek of the inyan shabbai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that you have. We spoke about that there are certain koichas of ra that are they're kind of not quite what could be right. Every behanchel elyon goyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave each umma a certain metzias. The metzias has certain maila, certain inyanim, but it's not quite the mechuvin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had from the bria. Esav and Yaakov is a different mahalach. Esav and Yaakov have the same Yerusha, they have the same Nachla, and there's a tug of war on the same Nachla. Like we spoke about last time, the Esav and Yaakov are either or. They're locked into a metzias of when he's up, he has to be down, when he's down, he has to be up. It's the same inyan, and the question is how to interpret it. Just like, for instance, medicine is not a steer to religion. Medicine deals with how to heal a body. Religion deals with what's a person's living for. That's not a steer to it. There could be areas where there's a problem where the Torah says you can't use that avodah zarah to misrape, and the refuah says that's the refuah for it. So that's, there are certain areas where it might conflict. But it's in general, it's two different halachim. Religion A versus religion B is a conflict because one is conflicting with the other. They're dealing with the same shaila. They're dealing with the same inyan. Ma yasa adam v'toivloi. And the answer is either or. So you have mahalchim of Ra and the Bria that are separate, and you have mahalchim of Ra and the Bria that is almost like a Siamese twin to Toiv. And we spoke about Barichos last time we spoke, that one feeds on the other Bal Karchach. It's the same inyan, and the question is lekan or lekan. There is since it's ordained that there has to be a kiyum for Ra until Achus Hayomim, Ad V'Layad Bechlal, so Bal Karchach Esav is going to have a chelik. It can't be that Toiv should be without Ra, just like if a person plants a seed, there's going to have to be chaff, there's going to have to be klipas, because that's the only way a tree can develop. So a chelik of the Bria is Bal Karchach going to go to Esav. A parallel dogma to it, something we can still to, we've spoken a few times about Sur Lazozel, that Sur Lazozel means there's a behreyachtika throwing of a bone to the dog at some point. A person sometimes has to do things that are there just to get rid of a problem. So a person pays money for insurance, he doesn't get anything out of insurance, but it's a way of getting rid of the possibility of losing something through fire. A person has to appease someone else, so he has to throw him a bone. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sur Lazozel means that within the context of the Bria as it is today, you can't disregard the Koyches of Ra. They have to be thrown a bone. So we memayit it and we put it in a certain metzias, but it means that with Koyches Ra, you have to take care of it. Just like on a different level, a person has to eat. The person can't not eat. A person has to eat for his kiyum and so on. So that means in the Bria itself, there is a Metzias of Ra that's locked in. That Koyach has to be Neskayim. Until Achus Hayomim, there is no bitl of those Koyches. Esav has an existence. Yitzchak latched him on to Yaakov, Bal Karchach, and told him, when he will throw off his yoke, you will be there. So that means it has a key in Bal Karchach. There's some key in for Ra in the world no matter what, and it's there. L'chura, that means that a chelek of the Toiv and the Bria is wasted. A chelek in the Bria that should have been going for good has to be, is not good. Just like one of the phenomena in the laws of nature is that there is no such thing as a perfect transition of energy to usage. There's always a certain amount that gets lost in friction and inefficiency, and we could try to make it more efficient, but there is no such thing as a perfect correlation one-to-one between the energy input and the output. That's the way the Bria is built, that there's an input, and a chelik of it goes for other inyanim. And those are inyanim that are not toif. That seems to be the structure of the world, and that seems to be a metzias that is it's a bad metzias. It's a metzias that's a churban de Bria, that we can't ever use up all the koiches for toiv. The Ra is like a leech, and it leeches out a lot of good, and it goes off to bed. That is the mahalach of the Bria until Melech HaMashiach. In the Tikkun HaSholem, ultimately, different Chelke Bria will shtol zich zu to the Melech HaMashiach. And that is the role of those inyanim. So the Yoifi of Yefes will come and shtol zich zu to Klai Yisrael. That is all the Umas HaOlam that have another Chelke de Bria, but just were out of kilt. They hadn't shtol zich zu to Ruchnius. Will shtol zich zu. And that's the Tikkun of the whole world. There is one chelik of the Bria that is very difficult to describe its tikkun, and it's very difficult to understand what will happen with it. The chelik of Esav that is be'etzem a stira to Yaakov, where is its tikkun? There is no such thing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created a chelik in a bria that's ra le netzach netzachim. A thing that's be'etzem ra doesn't seem to us to be a possibility. It says so. It's not mine. Lashon speaks about barichus gedoy lamoid, that l'chura there can't be a chelik in a bria whose tachlis is kulei ra, and that's it. So what happens to Nachris Hayamim? In Nachris Hayamim, if that chelik stels a tzu to toiv, first of all, it's a stira in its mahus, and secondly, it doesn't have a makom. The koiches of Esav don't have a makom in the world. All of its koiches is just rak kol hayoyim. Its koyach is hefech Yaakov. Meila Yefes's koyach is different than Yaakov. It's plainer, it's more chitzonistic, and so on. So a person, just like Moshe Ma'adav Adayma, if a person donates to a shul sidurim, so that's great, he uses sidurim. If a person donates to a shul paint, say paints the outside of the shul, and it's very nice. If a person donates lahavla atzelam across the shul, there's not much you can do with it. It's not something that you can apply in any way. What's a person going to do with it? All the koyches yefes is paints the olei shem on the outside. But what does Esav do? Elwad, he's stam bottle. If he's stam bottle, then something the bria didn't have a tachlis. How you talking? The answer for that is, it says in Chazal that es a chazir zu Esav, that of the behemoth tmeis, one of them is chazir, that's Esav. She'osid lehachzir malchus to Yisrael. He's going to bring back the malchus to Yisrael. If you look at it, it's not quite the right way to describe it. It's true that after malchus Esav, there will be malchus Yisrael. There are arba dalv malchus. Kosher shebekulam is Esav. It's the tahoim. It has no end to it, just like a tahoim doesn't need to have an end. This doesn't have a case, and so on and so forth. It's true that Esav is the last malchus. But what does it mean that it's osid lahachzir Yisrael? That it's going to return the malchus to Yisrael? The teretz is the ra. It's true that ra was yoinik from toiv all along. But l'asid lavai, ra will return what it was yoinik to toiv, and return it kefil kiflayim. In other words, the chazara of the malchus to Yisrael will have amplified it greatly, just like in the ma'aseh of Reb Chanina ben Doisa, when he had the tanagel and it became izim. When it will grow under ra, it'll become much bigger and come back. Marshall, let's give a dogma. Somebody was married in Taif. The person left Taira. And the person goes and in his turning his back to Yiddishkeit, he goes and he learns apikorsis, different mahalchim of apikorsis. So then, all the Torah that he learns, what he does is, he turns it round on its side, and he's kaifin it. The Gemara says, shana pirish kasha mikulam, that a person of shana pirish is boyet in lahedian Torah. Let's say at some point, further down, very far down the road, the person realizes that the machis askus in his apikorsis, that it's sheker. And faket, Torah is right, and this is all not right. When the person comes back, he comes back with a much, his emunah comes back amplified tremendously. Certainly it's not a right mahalach to do, but the person who came back comes back with all of those inyanim that he had developed become faket. When they come back to Torah, they become much bigger. The Dairon that Yaakov Avinu in the fight between Yaakov and Esav, it's the most intrinsic struggle in the Bria, because Yaakov is meant to be Toiv Be'etzim. Yaakov is the Sholem Shabavis, the Bechir Shabavis. Yaakov Leroy Kerem Yomov means that Yaakov's Midas, nothing was wasted. spoke about it years before. The Leroy Ker Miyomov and the going back for Pachim Tanim means that Yaakov Avinu's Metzius, nothing ever got lost. And here there's a mincha that he sends off to Esav. He has to do it. The Mahalchim to deal with Ra is Dairin and Tefillah Muhammad. And Dairin is one of those Mahalchim. So B'yadayim, the same sheep that it was Moshe Nefesh 7 years in Choref and in Kayetz and in the Pachim Tanim, fighting with the Malach to get every little sheep in place, he B'yadayim goes and sends it off to Esav. That is the Churban of Yaakov Avinu L'Churban. When Yaakov lost Yosef, he had a lot more kosher shvatim than the others had children, and yet he said, I'm going to go to Shoel. Because for Yaakov Avinu to lose one drop of offspring is the pshat, is a begam in the mitzias of Yaakov. So the one pircha on Yaakov's midah is that Yaakov gave back to, that Yaakov gave B'yadayim to Esav, the tzoyin. And again, it says in the Sfarim that the tzoyin had nishmas Yisrael, without going into that even. But the same Yaakov Avinu that wouldn't be, that with Mesiris Nefesh went back to Gat Pachim Tanim, gave Esav B'yadayim. And that was the mahalach that had to be. It's one of the mahalachim is that Rosh Hashashom Mesacheches Loi, you're not allowed to fight him. Also, there's Garis, but Rosh Hashashom Mesacheches Loi, you have to appraise and understand if that Hoga today is that this person has the Shulton, the right thing to do is to lay low and to give in. So you have Yaakov B'yadayim destroying, giving, feeding Rabbi Yadayim the same way that we send a Soyer L'Azazel once a year. The same Mahalach. If when Esav comes, Lasid Lovoi, if Esav would give a new Inyan, we could not take it. There's nothing in Esav that's Toiv to take. From Yefes we have what to take. From Mitzrayim, we have what to take. Mitzrayim was an achsanya. That's what the Chazal say. Mitzrayim had something to give, and therefore, if they're an achsanya, there's something they can give us. It's a tuffel. It's temporary. Whatever it is, but we can take. There's something in Beis Hamikdash. Tzur sent workers in Beis Hamikdash. Kush has what to give. All Umasayim can give of theirs a small prat, a prat that fits in Beis Hamikdash. Esav has nothing to give to Beis Hamikdash because be'etzim, the atzmius of Esav is Ra. There's one thing that Esav does, and that is he returns to Yaakov what he took. Anything that he takes from, anything that he gives us has to be seen as coming from those sheep that Yaakov gave. The sheep that Yaakov gave were sheep that were, he set it up in a way that it would be most productive. He was makbir on their mahalchi oina because the pshat was he gave Esav something that can continue to be productive. So until Esav doesn't give back to Klai Yisrael, then there is no acceptance of his stuff. When Esav returns yeshivu, that's when it's possible. The Dairin that went to Esav can only come, that can come back to Klai Yisrael. But to take from Esav, that we can't do. So it could be Esav's gonna give back a lot more than the 200 sheep. But everything he gives back has to be understood as having been yoinik from us, or else we can't take it. There's a lashon in Chazal that says that when Rashi brings it, when the Malachim came, they started beating up Esav. So Esav said, leave me alone, I'm Yitzchak's son. They said, keep beating him. Leave me alone, I'm Avraham Avinu's an einikol. They said, kept beating him. So leave me alone, I'm Yaakov's brother. They said, okay, desist. The pshat is, his only metzius is in his, he has no unique of his own from Avraham Yitzchak. In as much as he's bottled to Yaakov, that's where he has something. So in Esav's mahalach of Ra, there is a way for him to be metakin, but that's when he's mevatel his metzias to Yaakov and understands it as coming. If he understands that his chiyus is from Yaakov, that's where he has a mahala. Nimtzino lemeidim that in the struggle between Esav and Yaakov, it's a very different struggle than the other avos and their ra. The chilek is that in Esav and Yaakov, it was one is on the cheshbon of the other, like we spoke last time. It means they're both focused on the same nekuda. And anything that Esav has, if it's coming from Esav, then it's ra, no matter what. Even if he wants to give it to Yaakov, you can't take from Esav. The only thing you can take from Esav is that which Esav gives back. When Esav gives back something, that is the ultimate tikkun in the Bria. The most hidden part of the Bria is just like if somebody stole something from me, and I'm very mitztayer. Somebody stole $1,000 from me, and I have a lot of tzar. And if he gives it back to me in 10 years, in 20 years, I still am missing the 10, 20 years. You're right that now I have the $1,000 back, but halachically, a mevatel kisoy is not allowed to, you're not have to pay for what the opportunities you missed. So when a person has things that he missed out, and those years go by, you gave me back the $1,000, 10 years later, I could have invested in stocks, I could have invested it in a business, I could have done this, that, and it's gone. But if the person produces from it, the easy, the Pchani Ben Doisa, that mahalach of where somebody is with those years, that money was growing. The person comes back to me and says, you know, the $1,000 I stole from you, I invested it and reinvested it, and today it's worth $1,000,000. Then he gives it back to me, l'mafreya. That's called giving back l'mafreya, because I didn't lose those 10 years. Those 10 years, the money was sitting and growing. We asked on the structure of the ma'isa with the ma'aretz. There's a chazal. It says Reb Yana, it's a Gemara in Babasra, and in a different way, it's a Gemara, it's a Chazal in the Sabracha. There was an Amoretz that came to Reb Yana, he asked him to feed him. Reb Yana fed him in a Shnas Rav, and he didn't, he told him to tell him over some learning, a Mishnah, he didn't know it, he couldn't tell him anything. So Reb Yana got very upset that he had fed an Amoretz over Talmud Chacham in a Shnas Rav, and he told him, tell me, you know, say that an Amoretz ate from Peter the Yana. So he said, this Amoritz turned to Reb Yanai and told him, you're a ganef. So he said, what do you mean? So he said, I've heard children learning. And they said, Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Meirosha, Kehilas Yaakov. Kehilas Yanai, loy nema, Kehilas Yaakov nema. The Yerusha belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. Every chelek of Yaakov has a chelek in Torah. And if there's a chilek that's missing, it must be by you, and it's your fault that I don't have it. Someone has it. And if you have it, then I don't have it, so you have it. So he was moided to him. The Amoretz is the pshat. The Yerusha of Yaakov Avinu is Meirosha Kilos Yaakov, means every chilek of Yaakov is chalek, is banim. They have the Yerusha. The Amoretz is someone that his chelek is missing. That is the Amoretz's mitzias. He doesn't have the chelek, the Yerusha of Yaakov, the chosim of Yaakov, he's supposed to have, he doesn't have. That's the pshat n'maisa here. And Amoretz also has a chelek in Klal Yisrael. He's Yisrael. Where is his chelek? So the Amoretz came and asked Reb Oishir. Reb Oishir is the Bala Abraisis. It's Nifla, the people involved. The Mishnah is where Ikar Torah is. That's where Torah Shel Hapeh is. The Braisa is those things on the outside that not quite Mishnah. They're either a branch of the Mishnah or a not reliable Mishnah. The Chelek that didn't make it into the Mishnah makes it into Braisa. The word Braisa comes from Lashon Bra, meaning outside. To Rav Oishir came on Amoretz and said, I want to tell you that Amoretz is Vart. He wasn't talking about himself. He was talking about the Nekuda of Amoretz in Torah. And I want it said over my name. In other words, Amoretz should have a chelek in Torah. And he asked him, what do you have to add? So he told him that Lasid Lovay, they're going to give back and it says Yaviu Loinema Ella Yeshivu. They're going to give back those dairenes. In other words, the Chelke Atayra of Klal Yisrael, the Chelke Atayra of Klal Yisrael that are lacking, it's not the pshat that someday we're going to, you know, it's not there. It's not the pshat we're going to get it back. When we get it back, like we saw the pshat, like the Mishnah Malach and the Prashdachim, we're going to get it back never having missed anything. Those the time that it was gone was productive time. Dama Aret says, La'asid Lavai, I'm going to have back a chelek as developed as someone who had it. Since it was stolen from me, not through any fault of mine. If the Amar is Amar, because he didn't sit and learn, so he didn't sit and learn, and it's his fault. But if it's his fault because someone stole his chelek, then he will have it back. And he said, and Reb Oishu was kiveya this memra b'shem da amaratzim, b'shem the chelek in Klal Yisrael that's missing its chelek, that's their memra. First, this time in Sadin Yonad Yoyim, I guess there's a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam in Kiddush HaChodesh goes through the Arichus of all Yonad Kiddush HaChodesh, and then in the end of Perek Yud Zayin, he says, if you want to know where I got it from, the Rambam writes in his Akdama that everything he got from Mishnayos, Psukim, Brises, Mechilta, Sefri, Safra, that's where he got his Rambam from. Perek, the Kiddush HaChodesh, nowhere to be found there. So he said, I got it from Sifrei Yovan. Even though Chochma, he said, this is a Chochma that Klal Yisrael had. It became Nishah from Klal Yisrael. And you can find it in Sifrei Yovan, in Chochma Sumas Oilam, and they Kabbalah's Emes Misham. This is, it's Emes, it's provable, it's empirical evidence. You don't need to rely on Masoris or just trust. And Bemela, you can take the Emes when you want and so on and so forth. Fine. At the end of Perek Tes, at the very end of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam says the following. Basically, he's coming to answer a Shaila. Why, if basically what he's doing is simply rehashing what you can get in any Greek astronomy book, so why bother writing it in Rambam, Hilchos Manim? They chuck it out and say, if you want to know the technical details, look in an astronomy textbook and you'll have it. So the Rambam says that Yilmadu Das V'lo Yeshoytetu Levakesh in Bachutz, that people won't wander around outside to find. Darsheu Me'al Sefer Teres Hashem Achas Me'ena Lo Nedora. Find it in Torah, nothing's lacking in Torah. In a certain sense, if you have a feel in the Rambam is doing this Mahalach. The Rambam says it was ours. All Chachma should be in Torah. Torah, because it's mislabish on the whole world, and it's the Chachma Hashem, it should encompass all Chalkei Chachma. So it was a Chelek. Tkufis and Gematrios were a Chelek of Chachma. We lost it, and it went to Yavon. There's a Mahalach of taking it back and returning it. He says, I'm returning it to Klal Yisrael. In Yavon, there was a certain Nekuda that had been ours, and we lost it, and this is a mahalach of returning it. That's what the Ramzah, Tzadin Yonah, the Yayma of the Hanukkah and so on. I want to just go back to our Indian and bring it down to a person's personal mitzias. When a person makes a cheshmer nefesh of his own learning, of his own shteig, of his own growing, there are inyanim that a person didn't do because he didn't do. And that's Mu'uvus L'Yuchal Iskar. As I'll say, if a person learned Krishma, Bizmani, it's Mu'uvus L'Yuchal Iskar. And yes, a person should be very mitztayer on that. And those are inyanim that will be yodai, and it's his fault. But a person looks at things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down nisyonis, things came up that were beyond his control, and ripped out pieces and chunks of what could have been him. Person loses a tkufa, a gdoila, because of either he was sick or he was in a place that he didn't develop, or whatever it is, a position from people and so on. A lot of our time that's lost, a lot of our mitzvahs that's lost, is lost because of outside kaychas and things that specifically did their best to take away the time and the ability for a person to be Isaac Torah. And a person can console himself and say, "Zaynus Rachmona Patre," but I still don't have it. I'm missing Chelke Torah. I compare myself to somebody else who did have the opportunity, did have the time, and he outgrew me. It's pasha. The person doesn't put in time and so on. All of that chelik, the chelik where a person bedafka, where a person feels that the chelik of that there was a chelik in the bria that dafka stared him, in and dafka put its way, those are mahalchim of Esav. The inyanim that was stam, a person has to eat, so he takes time to eat. A person has to sleep, takes time to sleep. But things that come behedya, to rip away from Klai Yisrael what's theirs, they compete. Put your mental energy in this and not in this. Give your heart to this and not to this. Bikaveyev says like this and not like that. Those inyanim that are ideologically almost coming to at loggerheads with a person's, or things that come and take away time and so on, belong to that mahalach. And in a sense, whatever chelik of us is not developed, that's the chelik of Amoritz. Amoritz doesn't have to be one person representing Amoritz and Kaisel. In every person, there are those holes and chalakim that, through no fault of his own, someone stole them from him. They've been stolen from him. A Baal Nefesh is not misnachem with the fact that it's not my fault. If nobody goes around saying, "I'm poor, but you know, it's not my fault, so I'm not so terribly upset. I'm not healthy, but it's not my fault, so I'm not terribly upset." A Baal Nefesh doesn't feel that way. Baal Nefesh is mitztayer, like says by Binyamin. Chayfal kol ayom is mitztayer on the extra piece that he didn't get. The Pasuk tells us that in the Mahalchim, anything that was ripped away from a person are going to come back to him. Yaviu loy nema ala yeshivu. The chelak of the bria that works at ripping away what's toiv, whatever they took, they're going to give back. And they're not going to give it back in the form of the sand, the aisle, and that came. The same productivity, the same level that a person could have developed, that's what it's going to come back for. Esav ends up, in Achas Dover ends up being a custodian for Klal Yisrael. Esav's role is to be machzir, and that's Esav's ticket himself. In as much as Esav brings his own, it's rejected. In as much as he developed, and again, a person, let's just give a small dogma, a person who is mitztayer on something that didn't learn, that he couldn't learn, and then because of that he focuses more strongly and pushes himself more strongly, when he looks back after a year, he says, "You know, had I not had that upset, I never would have pushed myself, and be'etzem, it's my being upset that made me so successful in learning. Had I not had the opportunity for years, I wouldn't have had this drive to learn now, and be'etzem, I'm getting it back in spades." There are a lot of different mahalchim. There are a lot of different mini-mahalchim. It's not just waiting till Melech HaMashiach, and then he'll bring it all back. In a person's own metzias, there are mini-mahalchim like that. A person has a chelek in Torah, and that says, Meireshes Kilas Yaakov. In as much as a person is an Amoretz, not through his fault, not where he wasted his time, didn't learn, but because something tore it away from him, on that, that's called Meireshes Kilas Yaakov, Eloi Nema, Yerusha Issegah B'Didon, my Yerusha is by you. And on that we have Avtocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Amoretz in the person, the chelik of the person that wasn't Zeicha to get what he should have gotten, on that we have Avtocha that Yeshivu, that Malchum, that wherever it was taken, however it was taken, if a person is missing it, if the Amoretz gets up and says, I'm not Miyayesh, if the Amoretz is Miyayesh, then he loses it through Yush and Shini Rishus. If the Amoretz says, "I'm not Misyayesh from it, Gazlan, it's you took my Yerusha, I'm still waiting for it because if I don't have it, someone has it for me," then the Pshat is, then he's keeping it in escrow for him. And whatever it is, now, however those Mahalchim that are very beyond us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only gives it back to a person, but it's developing, it's producing. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does give it back to a person, he gives it back with all the shvach and all the ribui that the person could have had on his own. Shabbos.
Why is there nothing but one?
Why is there nothing but one? Just here, forgot to hand it.